Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome. As well, here we are. We're approaching the middle of September, and man, there's a lot of things going on. I know you talked about some of them last week, but yeah, we have a lot to dive into. After yesterday, two more farmers markets coming up, and your last special theme night will be coming this coming Thursday. So just kind of get a reminder to people that that is coming up, and it will be another fun one.
Yeah, that's right. So it's hard to believe that we're already midway through September. We have two more farmers markets. We've been counting down this whole season, it feels like, but it's been a really great season this summer. So a lot of great vendors, a lot of produce, a lot of activities, a lot of partners coming out and participating. And so yes, this next Thursday is our last special event, Health and Wellness Night. And so we have a number of special guests joining us, Dallas County Hospital, Perry Lutheran Homes, Zion Behavioral Health, a number of organizations that provide services in our community. So it's just a great opportunity to connect with those. Maybe you know of them, maybe you don't, to get more information, put faces to names, things like that. So just a way to kind of elevate some of those community partners and have a themed event where it is more beneficial to have a grouping of special guests that night instead of kind of one-off and then be like, this is an information booth. Are you selling anything? What's going on. So right. When we have those special events, it's kind of more clear when we have those themes, a special invitation for those members and community partners to come out for that. So yeah, we're excited for Health and Wellness Night. It'll be our last one, of course, because it's September.
Right.
We've just had a great turnout so far, and so we're pleased with everything. We've got one more kids night the following Thursday, which will be the last one. So kind of a grand finale, if you will. And so that's been a really great partnership with Iowa PBS to provide activities for kiddos, but then also the Kids Bucks, partially funded from Iowa PBS as well as through grant funding and then also through the Perry Public Library. So a really great partnership to provide some early literacy programming, activities, encourage families to come out to the farmers market, learn about local produce, and then have those kids bucks to go spend them on fruits, vegetables, honey, and eggs. So really great program along with our other partner programs with the food pantry and those food vouchers as well. So it's kind of bittersweet to be wrapping up the farmers market. It's a long, long summer with that weekly activity, but a really great program for our community.
Absolutely. You'll be back next week to kind of highlight, reiterate the last one. So yeah, thanks for going over that again. Health and Wellness Night coming up this coming Thursday. And then after that, Lindsay, the big thing that you talked about last week is the next Perry Power Hour. So that is coming up on Tuesday, September 23rd. So you can dive a little bit more into this.
Yeah, so the first one of these we did in May, and we had a great success. We didn't know what the turnout would be, but we knew that there would be interest in the community because what we're finding is despite the information age that we live in and trying to push out information all the time, there's always still this question of what's going on in our community. And so partnering with the Chamber, of course, Perry Economic Development, City, and Schools, it kind of presented, it kind of bubbled up as an opportunity to, hey, let's all get together and just give like a really quick update of things that we're working on, new projects. There's a lot of activity at the industrial park. People always want to know what's going on at the city and at the school level. And of course, we're always pushing out information on the chamber, whether people like it or not.
But, right.
You know, we're always working on something. And so sometimes we don't even know what each other are doing. And so it just presented that as an opportunity to get together and share updates, not only with each other, but with the general public as well. And so we had a great partner with Minburn Communications last time to have lunch sponsored to reduce the price of that. We don't actually have a sponsor this time around, but it's still going to be a nice and easy way to have lunch over that lunch hour. So $15 for a boxed lunch, thanks to the Hotel Pat team. So just kind of covering that expense. But like you said, it'll be Tuesday, September 23rd, the fourth Tuesday, is kind of like the regular time frame, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Hotel Pat T in the ballroom. And so you'll hear from those four community leaders or community entities. We have a little change up in the speaker lineup this year or this time around. So from the city of Perry, we're going to hear from John Anderson and Becky Holling. So a little bit more on parks and rec projects, a lot going on there. So that's exciting. Yep. We will again hear from Superintendent Clark Wicks from the Perry Community School District, all the things that are going on there. a little change up with our Perry Economic Development speaker. That'll be Eddie Diaz, and then myself for the Perry Chamber of Commerce. So between the four of us, again, community partners, community entities that kind of a lot of things happen, we'll all be presenting some updates. It'll be informative. So, you know, if you're curious about what's going on, hey, what's that building that's going up, or what is new since the last time we heard, we're doing this three times a year, you know, sure, second time around. And so not next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, there is a no lunch option. So if anyone just wants to come and listen, they can. If you're wanting a box lunch, we'll take care of you there with a small registration. You can find it, all the information, find it either on Facebook or on our community calendar with the registration link right there. So encourage people to come out and get informed and help share positive information about what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be a very great time. So yeah, thanks for going over that. So that's coming up. And then before that, actually happening next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, there's a lot of open houses happening. You got the fall open house with different area businesses here in Perry, but also the Dallas County ISU Extension and Outreach has a new learning center that they're opening up, and they're also going to be having an open house. So lots going on the 20th of September.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, we do these monthly sip and shops on Friday nights, and then seasonally we kind of do these open houses. And so fall is a great time. We're kind of transitioning from summer into winter. Maybe there's some holiday stuff going on already, but fall is my favorite season. We'll just throw that out there.
Me too.
But it'll just be a nice way for the merchants to kind of get together and collaborate instead of everyone doing their own fall open house. We're working together to have that. So next Saturday, September 20th, from 10 to 3, we'll kind of capture the most businesses open, but there's one in particular that's special. Donna Jeans, Perry Flowers by Donna Jeans, will be celebrating 35 years in business, of course starting out in Woodward and then coming to Perry. So kind of a special highlight with the fall open houses. But then, like you said, that ISU Extension Dallas County, they are newly moved into the gallery of the Towncraft building, and so that's really exciting for the Perry community because Extension does a lot of programming all the time throughout the year, but sometimes you have to travel for it, maybe right, to Adel, to their main office. So they're trying something new, and they're coming back to Perry and having kind of a physical presence, not so much officing, but with a designated location for programming. So the open house will be a kickoff to introduce some of their team members and the programs that they're planning. I know that there's like food preservation and some master gardening and grant writing workshops coming up. And so that'll be an opportunity for folks to check out the space, the people, and upcoming programs. So that will be next Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon. So if you're familiar with the Towncraft Gallery, where the chamber office is, right across the street from the Carnegie Library Museum, that main level space, the gallery that kind of goes out to Sumas Court, that is where the Extension will have their space there. So really excited for welcoming them to the community. Obviously great partners for a long time, but having a physical presence will be really exciting for those programs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think, like you said, then we'll kind of mitigate traveling and all that stuff and have something here locally. So that is very exciting, very awesome. So yeah, all that going on next Saturday, September 20th. And Lindsay, there's always stuff going on, as you always allude to. And so name some of the other stuff coming up here.
Well, next Monday, there's bingo at the Elks. We mentioned the sip and shops and the open houses. The mobile food pantry at Crossroads will be the following Saturday, the 27th. And then that same weekend, that last weekend of September, will be the 11th annual Art Harvest Tour. Two of our local businesses are participating in that studio tour. Always things going on at the library, different programs. Now that we're getting into fall, the Halloween costume swap is happening. So just all kinds of activities, live music in the courtyard on Thursdays. And don't forget about Free Clothes Closet on Saturdays.
Awesome. Well, there you go. That is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, as always, really appreciate the time. And again, a couple more farmers markets. We'll be back to check in on the last one next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.